الإمام البزار في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith is in the collection of Imam Bazzar in his Musnad and has a reasonable chain narration related to us by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The theme is the significance of masajid. I've narrated a couple of hadith about that, and I'm going to narrate a few this week as well. And this is what Abu Darda said. This is what he said. قَالَ يَا هَذَا لِتَكُنِ الْمَسَاجِدُ بَيْتَكَ. He said, oh person who's listening to me, may masajid be your home. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Because indeed I heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام say the following. إن الله ضمن لمن كانت المساجد بيته الأمن والجواز على الصراط يوم القيامة. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed for the one who makes masajid their home, safety and safe passage upon the sirat on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, you're both safe and you have safe passage upon the sirat. You'll make it across the sirat until the day into Jannah. If masajid become your home, what does that mean? It means this is not that you, this is very important. It has nothing to do with the time you spend. It does not have to do with the time you spend. It's the way you see it. It's how you treat it. For the masajid to be your home, how do you deal with your home? You make sure your home is clean. You make sure your home is welcoming. You make sure your home is functional. You make sure your home has everything that it needs, and that those who are there, the guests there, are also taken care of. That is what it means to make masajid your home. If you spend all day and night in the masjid, and you don't go to your job, and you mistreat the people in the masjid, and you abuse the masjid resources, this is not talking about you. You need to be removed from the masjid. If you're coming to the masjid and you're prioritizing the being in the masjid over your family, over what you need to prioritize in your life, then you should be banned from coming to the masjid. But if you make the masjid your home, that means you feel towards it that way. You feel responsible for it. You feel ownership. You come to the masjid, you don't wait, you don't complain about stuff. You come, if something is broken, you fix it. If something is required, you offer it. If there's a gap, you fill it. If it needs money, you give it. If it needs cleaning, you clean it. If it needs whatever it is. If someone's a guest in the masjid, you make sure you feel responsible to make sure that they feel welcome there. That's what it means. And if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees for you yawm al-qiyamah to feel safe and to make it in the sirat until jannatul na'im. And I can't imagine, wallahi, yani this hadith, there's nothing more beautiful than what he's offering here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani what he is telling us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing for us, there is nothing that is more valuable. There's nothing that's more valuable. Then on the day of judgment, you not standing there in fear. And for when you stand in front of the sirat, that you make it to the other side. Those are the two things on the day of judgment that you will be the most difficult. Is when you come to the sirat and whether you're going to make it to the other side or not. And the fear that is just filling that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you that safety and the safe passage to the other side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of those. Allahumma ameen. And allow us to make masajid our homes in the way that he عليه الصلاة والسلام. يروي الإمام البزار في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي الدرداء قال يا هذا لتكن المساجد بيتك فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول إن الله ضمن لمن كانت المساجد بيته الأمن والجواز على الصراط يوم القيامة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرآن